This is Easter week, and I know that we are all looking forward to Sunday as we make our plans to celebrate our risen Savior. I'm guessing that you already know how you plan to do that. You know what worship services you plan to attend, what you're having for lunch that day, what you will do to celebrate with past traditions maybe, or maybe for some with small children, you're coloring eggs, perhaps preparing Easter baskets, and for sure you have the perfect outfit picked out. Now, I know these things are not all biblical, so please don't take offense. We have all most likely taken part in at least one egg hunt in our lives. So, let's slow our roll for the next few minutes, and let's not skip all the way to Sunday. Let's ponder on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. As we are anticipating Easter Sunday, let's not rush past Friday and Saturday. I know and I understand that Good Friday can be upsetting. It's hard to think about and ponder on the happenings of that day. The reason why we must ponder on what happened that day is because it's important that we truly know and understand what Jesus did for us that day, the day he was crucified. We should think about the horror of that day. It's important to sit and think about the injustice that put Jesus on the cross, the sin that nailed him there, our sin, and the love that motivated him to follow through with his mission. It's a good thing to allow our emotions to rise up in us. It's okay to shed tears because of what Jesus did for us. And it's definitely okay to feel love beyond measure. In Luke 19:41, it says, as he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. Jesus was grieved that the Jews were rejecting him. Jesus wept for the people. It's okay for us to weep over what our sins did to Jesus. Lamenting or grieving is a natural thing, and it's actually a good thing when we grieve before the Lord. He helps us heal. So even though it's hard, let's take time this Friday to grieve and think about what Jesus sacrificed for us. Now comes the day of waiting, Saturday. Not much in Scripture is mentioned about the day following the crucifixion, except for a few things. And in Matthew 27:62-66, it says, the next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, Sir, we remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, after 3 days I will rise. Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people he has risen from the dead, and the last fraud will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can. So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. I can imagine that day, from the disciples' perspective, was a day of deep grief, of confusion, of what just happened. I can imagine that they were sorrowful in that they had only been with Jesus for around 3 years. They were probably longing for more time with him, more time to learn from him, more time to love and be loved by him. They were most likely scared and feeling somewhat hopeless. They most likely were not thinking that Sunday's a-coming. Then, dawn breaks on Sunday morning. The women went to the tomb where Jesus had been laid. As they came up to the tomb, they were shaken because they realized the stone had been rolled away, and when they entered the tomb, they could not find his body. Can you just imagine the feelings and emotions coming from these women? But then, two angels appeared and asked them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Then the women remembered Jesus had said, "The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." These things just happened just the way Jesus said they would. In Matthew 16:21, Jesus foretold his death and resurrection. It says, "From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised." Death could not hold Jesus in the grave. So on the third day, he got up and walked out of that borrowed tomb. He was alive and is still alive today. We serve a risen Savior. It is because of the physical resurrection of Christ that we can have hope. We can have faith. Our lives have been changed because of what and who we celebrate on Easter Sunday. There's a quote from a devotion I read recently that said, "This is not just a feel-good story. This is the story that rewrites your story." Has your story been rewritten? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? I pray that you ponder on these things Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I pray that you examine your heart and your soul and your mind, and without a doubt, you know for sure that you have a risen Savior. And if you're not sure, I pray that you yearn for a relationship with Jesus and that you would allow Him to rewrite your story. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today.